Welcome to the College Prep Genius Radio Show, where we can answer all your questions about getting college for free. Today, your host is Jean Burke, the author of College Prep Genius, The No-Brainer Way to SAT Success, and you can find her at collegeprepgenius.com. And I'm the moderator, Felice Gerwitz. Welcome. Well, hi and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and with me on the line is Jean Burke, who I will bring on in just a moment. If you are wondering where you can find the show notes or more information about this show, you can go to collegeprepgenius.com/podcast or go to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network and look for the College Prep Genius tab, and it's an icon on the front page, and then you can click on that and just scroll down on that page and you'll find the podcast. And this is podcast number 24. We are bringing you this podcast a little bit ahead of schedule because we have some really important information that you will need to know if you are interested in cutting your college costs. And the name of this podcast today is the ABCs of Financial Aid, College Financial Aid, and we are very thankful to the sponsor, and the sponsor is College Prep Genius. If you want more information about this award-winning program, please head over to the website at collegeprepgenius.com, and you will find all kinds of great information, as well as Jean's 15 secrets to getting some great advice about saving costs for college. And there is going to be an access code that we're going to give you a little bit later on in this broadcast. And so you'll be wanting to listen to that. So this is a two-part session today. We are going to be covering financial aid in this first part, and then the second part is going to be on the ABCs of finding college money. So we are ready to begin. And now here is our resident expert, Jean Burke. Welcome, Jean.
Thanks, Felice, for having me.
Well, I'm excited about today's show, as always, but especially because I think this show is going to be very helpful to people who maybe think that, you know, college is something that is just not going to be affordable, or right now we're hearing a lot about people who, you know, are graduating from college with all of these loans that are really going to take them years and years to pay back, or as one of my relatives says, it's another mortgage payment, and her paying back, you know, her higher level education loans. So today we're going to talk about the ABCs of financial aid, exactly what that is, and you're going to explain all the nuances of that, Jean, so I'm excited. So let's start with vocabulary, which is always important, and let's talk about the real cost of college for various institutions.
Well, when you look across the board, and just as you're saying, it is like taking on a mortgage. I mean, I think college graduates today aren't even able to get a mortgage because their debt, you know, $100,000 median income is basically what you're looking at, you know, for the average student. So we've seen colleges cost soar about 600% in the last 25 years. And so when you're going to look at the real cost of college, you know, you have to basically break it down by the institution. This is, of course, an average. But if you look at your average community college or your junior college, it's around $10,000 per year. Your public school, your state school, around $16,000. Private schools, you're going to, you know, somewhere average about $26,000. A Christian school, around the $31,000 mark, and then an average for an Ivy League is about $55,000. And of course, certainly that could go up as well. And so when you're talking about colleges, basically, and financial aid in general, you have to look at it in two ways. There are two parts to financial aid or financial needs. One is called gift aid. And gift aid falls under the category of scholarship money, grants. Think of it in a way as a gift. It's something that you don't pay back. The other part of financial need that you're looking at is what's called self-help. And that's where you're talking work-study programs or even loans in general. So that way when you have that lingo down and someone asks you, you now know what you're talking about when it comes either way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, you know, obviously everyone listening to the show wants to get the gift aid or the scholarships or grants that they're not going to have to pay back. And, you know, you've shared some great stories in previous podcasts about that kind of thing, you know, happening where kids have found the money even after they've started attending the college. So, you know, it's you know, really difficult when I look at these numbers, you know, to think about, you know, graduating with that, you know, $200,000 in debt, which a lot of kids are accruing, because I know some kids that are going to college, you know, especially if it's a really difficult degree, like it's an engineering or law or medicine, it's impossible to hold a job while you're, you know, taking these classes. So a lot of times they lump in the financial aid living expenses, and they can get, you know, scholarships for, you know, well, they have to pay it back for that. And that's where their numbers are just getting, you know, going so high. So, you know, let's look at this. You know, how is college paid for, Jane?
Well, across the board, probably at least 50% of college is paid for by loans. Obviously, loans by something that you're going to have to eventually pay back. 40% is from grants, and only about 10% of college tuition is paid for by scholarships. And when you think about that, there are about $24 billion of scholarships out there, and that's only a 10% mark. So we're talking a lot of money when it comes to college tuition. I think it's exceeded, you know, $1.2 trillion in college debt we have right now. So it's gotten pretty much out of control. And, you know, we see a lot of, you know, we're in an election year, and we do see a lot of politicians coming up with some kind of, you know, plan to help reduce it. But I think the bottom line is even certain plans that have been introduced, you know, someone's still ultimately going to have to pay. And usually that falls back on the taxpayer. So what we need to do is realize is that there's lots of ways to combat this in the beginning, so our kids don't come out, you know, with 20 years of debt or two decades of their life spent just on paying back school.
Right. And so we really want to look at that. And, you know, and obviously a lot of our past shows deal with getting that scholarship and getting those numbers up on your SAT and even PSAT scores, because colleges, you know, look good and have some other incentives and perks, if you will, if, you know, their rankings go up, if they have students that attend with very high scores. And, you know, that can mean a lot of things to them. And obviously the bottom line for a lot of these institutions is money. So, you know, we've got some other terminology like, you know, what is a COA? And you're going to explain the cost of attendance, so, you know, what that acronym means.
Well, there's two very important acronyms that families need to know when it comes to, you know, applying for college and financial need, and that is the COA, cost of attendance, and the EFC, which is the estimated family contribution. Now, you're going to hear those a lot, but it's really important to understand that understanding what they mean and what is the bottom line. So there's a secret formula, and it's called COA minus EFC equals need. So in other words, when you take the cost of attendance of that school and you subtract your estimated family contribution, that is what's going to be considered your need. And certainly, obviously, we want the need to be high, because that's how we're going to get eligibility for money for college. So but I think what's really important to understand is that if your EFC is high and your cost of attendance is low, then there's not really going to be any eligibility for any money. But what we want to lean for, our goal, is to have the estimated family contribution low, and with the cost of attendance being high, that's going to ultimately equal financial needs.
So how is this estimated family contribution, how is that calculated?
Well, how it's calculated is, and again, anytime before you fill out any financial aid package, you can actually go online and get an EFC calculator and find out where you're at before you fill out any package so that you know how you can strategically lower your EFC. Now, what this calculator does, it takes into consideration your parents' income, the student's income, the student's net worth, the parent's net worth, the household size, and if you have other kids in college. So this is what's all taken into account when you're doing the ESC calculator. So do that first before you ever do any kind of applications or anything. And that way, when you see it and you do find that your estimated family contribution is high, then that gives you the ability to say, okay, so where can we maybe do some restructuring or some reorganizing so that we aren't, or what mistakes are we making? I think that's one of the biggest things, is a lot of families don't realize that they make mistakes and they end up paying way too much for college when in reality they should have paid very little or maybe even no money at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we fall into that with my daughter who, we could have done the Bright Futures here in Florida and just didn't, just because we didn't really know about it or think about it or whatever. So, but we were able to, pay for her college, so it wasn't the end of the world. But still, when I think about it now, it's still, something I wish I had pursued a little bit more. So, there are we have some other shows where we've just talked straight about different scholarship opportunities and things like that, and we talked about, that. So I'm not going to I will have a link in the show notes under podcast 26, the ABCs of Financial Aid. So we'll have a link there for that. But so that's excellent. And also we'll have some links to EFC calculators on that on the show notes so that you can do that calculation, which is great. So what other things should they know before they fill out that financial aid packet?
Well, what you need to know is, where you stand financially. Some of the biggest mistakes that people make is actually putting in too much information, too little information, or too late. I call it the three: too little, too late, or too much. Especially underneath the FAFSA. And so, before mm-hmm. you fill out those packets, and once you do the EFC calculator, then you can come up with a game plan. Because so many times I think one of the biggest mistakes is families feel like they have to disclose every single thing when it comes to the FAFSA. And in the FAFSA, that is free money from the government. It's free student, it's called student aid. And one of the things I find is that people think, we make too much money, I don't need to fill out the FAFSA. Well, the FAFSA is not for the poor. The FAFSA is for everyone. There's free money available, and that you may be missing out on because you didn't fill it out and you didn't fill it out correctly. So we have to get out of the mindset of it's only for people with low income. That is absolutely not true. So keep that in mind. So it's not for the destitute. It's not for the needy or the extremely poor. It is free money from the government that, that's available. And I think that's one of the big mistakes that people make when it comes to filling out a form, is not knowing what they're doing.
Right. And I think, too, is that, when we say the government, we are the government. We are the ones who pay in. And if the money is available, why shouldn't you, as a taxpayer, be able to access some of this information? So I think that's really good to remember. And I'm telling myself this, too, I'm in the process of one child being in college next year. So a lot of opportunity, and so we know too that a lot of, like, we've got a college that's a $32,000 a year private Christian college that looks amazing up in up north from where we live, that really wants my daughter to play softball there, but because of the way their school is structured, they do not have any opportunity for sports scholarships. So a lot of that, and then we'd also be out of state. So, you know, we have to look at things and be realistic and say, you know, this looks like a lovely place to play sports, but there's more, you know, in what you want to do with your life than walk away with, you know, $100,000 or more in expenses. So, you know, we have to, you have to be smart when you do these things, and in state you're going to find a lot more, and we have so many opportunities here in Florida as well. So, you know, there's, like you said, having a game plan, Jean, I love that, because that is so important. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the FAFSA three mistakes that you can make, and I think you covered a little bit of that before, and we'll get into a little bit more detail on that. We'll be right back.
With College Prep Genius, free college can happen to you. That's right. It's never too early to start thinking about test prep to secure your future. Imagine getting free tuition, room and board, free grad school, and more based on your SAT score. College Prep Genius is the key to free. This award-winning, nationally featured program teaches students the logic behind the SAT. You'll learn to answer every question in 30 seconds, raise your score as much as 600 points, and go to the college of your dreams for free. Visit College Prep Genius to know more.
Well, hi and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and this is the ABCs of Financial Aid with Jean Burke. And Jean, before we went to break, you know, you had mentioned FAFSA, which is the F-A-F-S-A, pronounced FAFSA, which I just learned today. And that is too little, too late, and too much. So explain what that means.
Well, this is where a lot of people miss out on many when it comes to fill out the FAFSA. Number one, like I said a while ago, that they may think that it doesn't apply to them because they may make too much money. Well, that's, don't go by that. You know, fill out that FAFSA. It's very, very important. So the first mistake that people make on the FAFSA is what I call too late. They often wait till somewhere around April or May to fill it out. When you fill it out the senior year of your student. But they often wait till, you know, they've got their taxes back, and then they think, okay, now I need to fill it out. Well, the problem with that is the free money's all gone. The earliest that you can fill out the FAFSA is January 2nd of your student's senior year. So here's my suggestion. Fill it out January 2nd. Now, what I mean by that is, I know you haven't had your taxes yet. They're not done. You know, you've just gotten your last pay stub. But the thing is, you want to go in there and you want to put in information, maybe based on what you think your income was, even though you haven't done your taxes, because you can always go back in and edit it later. And that's what's important, is to understand that, you know, it takes about an hour to fill it out. You know, you need some, your Social Security numbers and parents' income and bank statements and that sort of thing. But just get it filled out as soon as possible. I meet too many people who will tell me, well, we didn't get any money, and I always ask, when did you fill it out? And the answer is almost always April. And I said, that is why. So that is where the too late comes in. The too little is where a lot of families don't put enough information. For example, they may have other kids in college, and they don't list them, or their other children may be in some private institution, and they don't put that down. Those things count toward you getting more money, so don't forget things like that. And then too much. And I think this is probably the biggest mistake that a lot of people make, and that is they tend to put down, when it comes to parents' assets, they tend to put down the equity of their home or their rent home, or they put down their retirement, and that actually all counts against you. They're not asking for those things. There are only about 300 schools that really want to know the equity of your home. So do not give too much information, or it definitely can hinder in how much money that you get.
Right. How well do they really go in and fact check you know, because I mean, prices can fluctuate and that kind of a thing. And, you know, I just wondered.
Well, you know, it's the government. So, you know, they have access to, I'm sure,
records,
your
right.
tax information, you know, you've given social security numbers and that sort of thing. So if they were going to really check it out to see if you were correct, I'm sure they could do that. So, I mean, you do want to be accurate. You don't want to give any kind of false statements or anything. So you always want to be truthful no matter what. So just keep that in mind.
Right. And then, you know, with the financial aid, that is something that is going to be paid back, correct?
Well, it depends. I mean, if you're talking gift aid or self-help. So mm-hmm. it makes a difference on which one, which college you go to. That's why you need to clarify, you know, when you're given a certain amount of money, you know, which is this? You know, which category does this fall under? Of course, you want to do that before you get it.
Okay. So just in general, the FAFSA doesn't necessarily mean this is the paid back one.
Well, no, it means no, it's free money. The F stands for
okay.
free.
Right. That's what I wanted to clarify. Okay. Well, you can see I've never done this before, so I'm happy that we are bumping this podcast up to the new year and the first one in the new year. So this is going to be podcast 24, and especially because it has such timely information, Jean, about filling out this information, and we want to get this out there to all of our listeners so that they're not listening to this, you know, in February or some other month. So, you know, this is all, you know, as we're recording it, I'm learning about all this stuff just like you are, the listener. So it's just such great information, Jean. And I'm so thankful that we have you to be able to take out, you know, the mystery of the financial aid for all of us so that we can get our paperwork in and kind of be ahead of the gang, if you will.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks so much for listening to the College Prep Genius radio show. You can find more episodes at collegeprepgenius.com/podcast or listen on iTunes, on your favorite podcast app, on your phone, on your computer, or on the go. Remember, visit collegeprepgenius.com for more information, and we'll see you soon.